Welcome to the Intimate Marriage Podcast, where I teach educated, successful couples how to have incredible, passionate relationships so that you can stop compromising and start feeling fully alive in your relationship. I'm your host, Alexandra Stockwell, aka the Intimacy Doctor. I'm a physician and an intimate marriage expert. My husband and I have been married for 26 years. We have 4 children and full professional lives, and we've created an amazing relationship. I've shown hundreds of couples how to do so as well. So if you want to deepen your understanding of your own relationship and learn to access new heights of emotional, sensual, and erotic intimacy, you're in the right place. I will show you how. So let's dive in. My prescription for an intimate marriage. I've really been looking forward to recording this episode. And let me start by saying, if you haven't listened to the previous episodes, I don't think you're going to miss them, but this one really does tie in with what's come before. Season 2, Episode 1 was called What is an Intimate Marriage? And I defined what I mean when I'm talking about an intimate marriage. Season 2, Episode 2 was called Stop Believing the Lies. There are so many lies pervasive in society, and I'd be willing to bet pervasive in your own mind and in your partner's mind. That is a good episode to understand the context that you're in. Then comes Season 2, Episode 3, New Lingerie Isn't Going to Help. I think that title's kind of straightforward, and I go through basically a number of the different external changes that some couples focus on in the hopes that it's going to make a difference. And it does sometimes make a difference for a little while, but it's the internal changes that actually matter. Which is why Season 2, Episode 4 is called Stop Compromising and is all about why compromise really doesn't work and the internal changes to make in order to experience the passion, the deliciousness, the glory of uncompromising intimacy, which I also define in that episode. So having really laid out the context that so many couples are in, we really have an epidemic of conflict-free, passion-free relationships. I'm now going to transition into today's topic, episode 5 of season 2, which is my prescription for an intimate marriage. My prescription for an intimate marriage is my own intellectual material, my own summary of lived experience. It is what I have curated from my medical training and various coach trainings and trainings in spirituality and sensuality and sexuality and communication. It is also heavily influenced by what I have learned coaching hundreds and hundreds of couples. And honestly, probably one of my biggest resources in coming to identify and articulate my prescription for an intimate marriage is my own 26-year marriage, which is always the proving ground, the laboratory. If I encounter something which I think is really kind of wonderful and a real solution for communication or how to touch one another or anything else that is of interest and relevant in making my marriage and my life better, I will try it out at home. You know that warning label for children, don't try this at home? Okay, well, when it comes to anything valuable, if there were such a warning label, I would be ignoring it because I've been married for 26 years and it's really important to me when I coach my clients And when I speak on the podcast and when I give lectures in my book, this is true as well. I want to both really engage my intellect and yours using clear, logical, accurate language and research data when relevant, without it becoming some kind of ivory tower academic matter, because after all, what I'm talking about is communication and pleasure and resentment and frustration and devastation and yearning and the feeling of being touched so beautifully. So this is not some theoretical topic. This is a topic that I am steeped in 24/7, both personally and professionally. So I want you to really hear my heart, my value in anecdotal evidence, as well as my value in academic research and the paradigms that people develop in research institutions. All of that has gone into my blend, my prescription, my insight, my understanding of what it takes to have a really fantastic marriage. This episode is sponsored by the Aligned and Hot Marriage Program, my signature program designed for busy, educated couples who want to experience more closeness, more connection, and more passion. Go to theintimatemarriage.com for all the juicy details. An intimate, passionate, juicy, dynamic, growth-oriented relationship. And what I have come to are the six keys to an intimate marriage, which I will now list, but let me just say, I list them in a particular order because I start with the one that's easiest to implement. But this is not A, B, C, D, E, F. You could start with C, you could start with F, you could start with B. These are all interwoven and holographic and really, in many ways, are like that story of the six blind men and the elephant, the Hindu legend. I'll just tell it quickly so you know what I'm talking about, where there were six blind men in a village who all their lives had heard about how amazing elephants are, these incredible creatures. And so there was an opportunity for them to experience an elephant. Someone took them to where there was an elephant, and one blind man reached out and he felt the tail. And he said, "Oh, an elephant is like a rope." And another blind man reached out and felt the side of the elephant and said, "Oh, an elephant is like a wall." And another one felt the ear. "Oh, an elephant is like a fan." In other words, all six of them had a very real experience, but in fact, the essence of the elephant includes all of them. And I think of the six keys to an intimate marriage similarly. I'm going to speak about each one of them, each quality separately, but really they're interrelated, and it's in the magic and mystery and harmonization of each of these six keys that the really fantastic relationship is activated, embodied, and enjoyed. Okay, so what are these six keys? The first is to cultivate curiosity. The second is to embrace honesty. Be kind. Choose happiness. Take responsibility and seek growth. Now, every one of those words is pretty straightforward. I'll just say them again: cultivate curiosity, embrace honesty, be kind, choose happiness, take responsibility, and seek growth. But even though each one of those words is familiar, when you really delve into what each of these means and is about in terms of a key to creating an intimate marriage, they are these rich reservoirs of wisdom and ways of being, as well as very specific tools to use and instructions to follow in order to experience more emotional intimacy, more pleasure, and more connection. What I find so incredible about these six keys to an intimate marriage, which is exactly what is on my prescription pad if I'm handing you a prescription for an intimate marriage, is that I have seen them work in so many different contexts. I just jotted down a few of the couples that I've worked with in order to tell you some stories and how it worked. So there's a couple that have been married for 34 years. They were compatible, same values, devoted to raising their children, being fiscally responsible, very little conflict throughout the whole 34 years of their marriage. In fact, they never had an actual fight. They had some disagreements, which happened in muted tones and then were essentially moved past because this couple had built a relationship and marriage culture which had them move past the sticky topics. But things were kind of even, roommate-like, companionship. And when they chose to prioritize their marriage and really spend some time learning about each of these six keys and practicing it and marinating in it and taking risks with more honesty. It's not that they had ever lied to one another, but you can embrace honesty and go deeper. You can be a responsible adult, and yet there's another level at which you can take responsibility in your marriage. So anyway, when they did this, they had all of the beautiful aspects of their marriage that they'd had all along, the similar values, fiscal responsibility, devotion to parenting. But suddenly it was like everything was seasoned with joy. And there was more flirtatious energy, more connection, more pleasure, just more gratification. It was incredible. It was a little, this is exaggerating because they had a very strong relationship, but it was a little bit like pouring water on a chia pet, where there just was more vibrancy and vitality, and they got to know themselves and one another in new ways as more magnetic, engaging, passionate people. These six keys to an intimate marriage, this prescription that I'm giving, I also gave to a couple whom I coached about 16 months into the pandemic. One of them is a trauma surgeon, and the other one is a family doctor. And both of them were just completely overwhelmed by their pandemic experience. They're both good, good people. They loved one another. They've been married for 16 years. They have three children. They had a way of making everything work where they were both very devoted to their careers. They were beloved by patients, both of them. Obviously, the trauma surgeon met people in more urgent circumstances. The family doctor had longer relationships, but they really were both really well loved, and they live in the Midwest in a small community where people know one another. And so people would be glad to run into them in the grocery store is the point, because they were proud that they were their doctor and felt connected. But with the pandemic came so many additional stresses, which I'm not going to detail here. That's not the purpose in this moment. But their relationship, in which they were collaborative and it was good enough, they basically didn't individually have any reserves left to be patient, to be connected. And so he contracted, withdrew, his libido tanked, and he didn't know what to do with all the things he was feeling, so he basically pulled the plug on feeling them. And she missed him. She wanted to grow closer, and instead, with all this stress, they grew further apart, and she really didn't know what to do. So she persuaded him to enroll in the Aligned in Hot Marriage program, where I give really simple, precise, effective, efficient, inspiring instruction in how to implement the six keys to an intimate marriage. And it is amazing to see them now. It's like they both have more oxygen individually and in their relationship. In the end, the pandemic brought them closer together, but not for the first 16 months. It pushed them further apart. But when they accessed the six keys to an intimate marriage, when they were using the prescription and allowed their marriage to be the alchemical vessel to transform the overwhelm, oh my gosh, it was gorgeous. Neither of them felt alone anymore, and they found a way to connect during this overwhelming time, both through beautiful communication, through being together in silence, and through touching one another in ways that helped them move all that energy through. Another couple who has had just the most beautiful results from implementing the six keys to an intimate marriage. When I met them, they had been together for 4 years, married for two. They didn't particularly have any major problems, but things were just kind of too tame, and neither one of them, from their families or good friends, really knew what a wonderful, flourishing, passionate marriage looks like. They'd never seen grandparents married for 50 years flirting with one another and happy when the children and grandchildren left. So it was just the two of them at home able to touch and enjoy one another. They didn't know anything about that. Or the kind of relationship which was truly collaborative in the sense that both people's voices were considered with any decision. And so they chose to work with me not to address a major crisis, but to learn how to keep their love alive and set a foundation for the future that would allow them to continue to grow and deepen their connection and meet life's challenges with a kind of connectedness and stability and adventure that they both yearned for. And that is exactly what has happened. I coached them 3 years ago, and their relationship during these 3 years, since they started really diving into and using every day the six keys to an intimate marriage, it has just been so beautiful. And in fact, she reached out to me recently just to say thank you and to let me know that what they learned, they use every day. It has become second nature and happily, they don't know themselves without the implementation, embodiment, and forward motion that comes from both of them understanding and implementing the six keys to an intimate marriage. So, what am I saying? I'm saying that if you want more closeness and connection with your spouse, if you want to improve communication with your partner, and if you want more physical, sensual, erotic intimacy, if you want a more passionate connection, an intimate marriage of the highest order, then please go ahead and take my prescription for an intimate marriage and cultivate curiosity, embrace honesty, be kind, choose happiness, take responsibility, and seek growth. I've shared all this because I'm so lit up and I think it's so exciting, and it is what you can find in the Aligned and Hot Marriage Program, and most of what I write and share is informed by what I've, the keys I've just named. And for the next six episodes, I'm going to be diving in more detail into each of the keys. So make sure to subscribe and leave me a rating and a review so more people see the Intimate Marriage Podcast and understand what it's all about. And join me to dive in as I explore the nuances and ways to cultivate curiosity in next week's episode. If you enjoyed this episode of the Intimate Marriage Podcast, share it with someone who also wants more joy and more pleasure in their marriage. Be sure to leave a rating and a review, as that helps to spread my message. And if you're ready to deepen your relationship and create a truly intimate, delicious, and vibrant marriage, head over to theintimatemarriagepodcast.com to get started. Thank you for joining me on this episode. See you next time.